Marketing Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. We are gallantly awaiting your call at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-723-4630.
So if you cannot call us for whatever reason, you can click on the Contact Us button right on the bottom of your eBay radio player, and we'll be happy to take that email while we're on the air, such as we are now for Judy Harper from Salem, Indiana. Were we going to talk about something when we came back? Oh, my God, I didn't take notes again this time.
I can't think of. Okay. No, we were looking at return to sender.
Okay, if we think of it, we'll come up with it in a minute or two. But meanwhile, let's talk about Judy Harper from Salem, Indiana. Known on eBay, we know this woman, Judy BSA. She said, I am listing some keychains.
Mm.
Which words should I use in the title? Keychain, key ring, key dash chain, key dash ring, key chain, ring. Or do I need to list all of these to catch all possible searches? Are there any of these terms unnecessary?
Well, let's check it out. So I'm just going to go to eBay, and I'm going to type in keychain. It looks like the standard word is one word, keychain. So let's look.
How about key ring?
Keychain. Okay, let me see. That brought up 861,000 listings. And we're going to look at key.
Ring.
Ring.
All one word.
And that only brings up 52 listings. So, hold on a minute. Let me just do a little futzing here.
Okay.
Yeah, key ring is not, no, it's not bringing up anything. Oh, wait a minute. Key, I spelt it wrong. Key ring. Okay, there we go. Key ring brings up 432.
Key dash chain.
Hold on. Key. That I wouldn't use.
At all. And you wouldn't use key ring with a dash.
Hold on. Hold on. I'm going to look at this and just see.
Okay.
Key chain brings up. No, I would not do that. I'll tell you why. When I type in key dash chain, I'm bringing up key chain. Don't use anything with a dash in it. So I would use key change. I would use key chain and key ring. That's it.
Those two words.
Those two words.
And not the other ones.
Someone's using key fob. So that could be another one. And if I do that, I'm going to do this. I'm going to say.
Is key fob all one word?
Hold on. What did you say?
Is key fob all one word?
Yeah. I'm going to do something here. Key chain. And there's a way of doing a search. Hold on.
Okay.
So it's right parentheses. This is an old style thing that still works. Quotation mark. Key space chain quotation mark comma quotation mark key space ring quotation mark comma quotation mark key space fob quotation mark right closing parentheses, and then we'll see what that brings up.
Okay.
That brings up 507 listings. 507,000 listings. So I would stick, let me take out key fob, see what that brings, because that could be problematic. And it says here, oh, that isn't bringing up a lot. So I say just use the words key chain and key ring as separate words.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Judy, I hope we helped you, darling.
I hope we helped you.
Yep. Definitely. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. Right now we're going to, Ron, Birmingham, Alabama, Oilerman 21, has a question about a listing.
Go ahead.
So we're going to go to his listing. Here is, hi Ron, how are you?
Fine, how are y'all doing today?
We're doing
good.
Fine. Let me give out your item number. It's 1-821.
1-821.
7165.
7165.
6569.
6569.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go there myself now.
And this is a set of gear wrenches. The wrench set.
Right, Ron?
Yeah.
Want to make sure we're on the right one. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is your question?
Well, no, my question didn't have anything to, well, sort of. I was wondering about putting a, making a video and describing some of these things and their uses and putting a little sales pitch in there and putting a link in the item description. And they can click the link and go watch the video.
All right, that's a bad idea.
You know, well, go ahead. You go first, Chris.
So the bad idea is putting a link that takes someone off the listing page because they may never come back. Once they're in your listing page, you do not want them to leave the page until they purchase. So better if you, if the item description, if the buyer would be better informed about the item, with a video, there is a way to embed a video into the description so it'll play. However, I'm not so sure it will make a big difference with a wrench set.
Because people know what they're for.
They know what they're for. So I've seen people use videos when they're selling cars or when they're selling something that makes noise or a sound or when something moves, like a cuckoo clock or a snow globe, to give a better idea of the of it in movement or in action.
Maybe if it was a new product and you wanted to show how it worked. But
yeah.
These are not, everybody knows what these are for and what
yeah.
they do.
Yeah, I wouldn't do the video for this. And if you do have something that would benefit from a video, then you want to search out how you embed the video, not link to it. When you link to it, people are going to get taken out of your description. And that's like having someone come to your store and they walk in the store and they say, those are nice. And they say, yeah. And if you go outside, I can show you more about them.
So if I were, if I were to go on and dish this listing.
Yeah.
Come down to the description for me.
Right.
Ron, this is just me.
Yeah.
Okay. Griff might disagree.
Right.
I want to know what the set includes, the 5/16 inch, 3/8 inch. Put that up.
Yeah,
right after you describe what it is. Instead of the surface drive, provide stronger grip on fasteners, reducing fastener rounding. It means nothing to me, but I do want to know what's in that set, and I would move that line up.
Okay.
Yeah. Ron likes to market. I can tell he does.
And I appreciate that about him, but Ron, we don't want to give him too much to read here.
Right, yeah. You don't want to give them too much information.
Well, no, you want to give them enough information to make an informed decision, but you don't want to overmarket. I don't think this is bad, but I'd be careful about overmarketing because, we talk about all the time. When buyers go to a description, they want to know about the item. If you can put that other information below the description. So if you say this setting, first thing, gear wrench, KDT85198, 8-piece SAE XL ratcheting combination wrench set. Then the next line should be, this set includes, and all of the different sizes. Then the next line, no retail box, item never used or damaged. Then underneath you can say, the surface drive provides a stronger grip on fasteners, reducing fastener
rounding.
If you even
want to do that, most guys know that.
Most guys know this, yeah.
Or women that would buy this.
Yeah. Most mechanically minded.
What that means is it doesn't strip the bolt that it's trying to take out.
Now, so I don't get that from your text. You'd be better off saying,
right.
These are known to not strip the bolt head when you're or the nut when you're removing it. That would be better because I don't know.
Okay.
That doesn't tell me that, but what do I know?
And it's new.
It's new. Yeah.
Does he need new in the title or just the item condition?
I think it helps to have new in the title.
Yeah, I would put new in the title.
You should have enough space. I'm not sure, but you should.
I can always make it fit.
Yeah, you're doing a good job, though. I can see these. I know what I'm getting.
Yeah.
It's working with you guys. And like all these points now on this description, these are good points to consider for everything.
Yes, they are.
Every description that I do.
Yes.
I'll take this information, put it down in my notes, and then I'll go back and look over other descriptions and say, this fits that rule, this fits that, this doesn't match, okay? And it's all due to you guys.
So we're not going to dish your listing.
I know I keep saying that all the time.
Yeah, but we love hearing it. We don't. We never get tired of hearing it.
Oh, you can call in and say that all the time.
So I just take a look. You know how many? You know how many items Ron sold in the last? I don't know. I can never tell by the date, but he sold 72 items recently.
Oh my God, yeah. Ron!
Yeah. Right.
We're so excited.
All of my traffic is in the green. I don't know whether that's good, but they're all upward trending.
That's good.
That's very good. When you got your summary, your sales perspective, it's up 252%.
Yeah, so you're going fast there.
Ron, do you do all the photography and everything yourself, or what?
Yeah. Yeah, my granddaughter came over and did some, all of the movies and things like that. She came over and did some, but she's great. She's talented, but I did not make it clear to her that the presence of nothing is also the presence of something. In other words, when the back of the package had nothing on it, she didn't photograph it.
Well, she'll learn.
Okay. She'll learn. You're supposed to teach her.
That's right.
So, Ron, what do you do?
I didn't teach you well enough.
No, you did too.
And I will.
Ron, what do you do out there in Birmingham, Alabama for 4th of July?
Well, we got to go.
We'll have a little something out in the backyard.
That
sounds like fun. This segment was brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Dial us now at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
When it comes to shipping, efficiency is everything. You need a powerful tool that works with you to streamline the process. Indicia lets you purchase postage and print shipping labels right from the desktop of your PC or Mac. They offer the best possible USPS rates and help you build your brand with easy customization of your shipping labels. Indicia imports orders and shipping information directly from eBay. Then, post back tracking numbers so you and your customers can track packages at a glance. Indicia even offers delivery status notifications. And for those occasional returns, Indicia lets you create and print out return labels without paying for postage until a label's actually used. They also can automatically refund postage for unused labels. Try it free for 30 days at Indicia.com.
Hello, eBay seller. We're the new kid on the block. We know when you source smarter, you sell better. That's a fact. So we've created a new service for eBay sellers. We're Bulk, spelled B-U-L-Q, but pronounced Bulk. At Bulk.com, we offer you a new, more comfortable way to buy wholesale goods. Our products come from major U.S. retailers who like to move excess, open box, customer returns, and salvage inventory quickly. Our pallets offer a complete manifest of every item, so you know exactly what you're getting. And some pallets are as low as $200, so you can start small and grow with us. Rest assured, we stand behind the accuracy of our manifests in both condition and composition, and we even handle the shipping to your home or office. Visit us at Bulk.com and browse our pallets like any new kid on the block. We want to meet you. Bulk.com. That's B-U-L-Q.com, the new way to buy liquidation goods.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 360.
Your pictures on eBay can be worth much more than 1,000 words. Cindy Shevely is a certified education specialist known on eBay as top-rated seller, Clover City. Her first advice on taking great pictures?
The first thing I would say is if your camera is more than a few years old, I would consider upgrading your camera. The new cameras have so many new features built into them and available to use that your camera will make you look like a professional without much learning effort. So that would be my first thing that I would say is consider upgrading your camera.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Doba, Product Sourcing Simplified. Need your listing dish? Well, this is your chance. Give us a call at 888-RADIO-30, also known as 888-723-4630, 888-723-4630, 888-723-4630.
Or you can click on the Contact Us button on the bottom of your eBay Radio player.
Or you can do that.
Email it in to us. Hey, listen, if you're going to eBay Open, be sure to pack your best eBay outfit. Our annual Best eBay Outfits contest is going to take place during Wednesday's live broadcast from eBay Open. And to participate in the festivity and compete for eBay-branded prizes, just come to the Community Village's eBay radio stage at 12:30 on Wednesday. 12:30 on Wednesday. You should come a little early. Be sure to be dressed in your eBay finery. And that's lunch break, and we're right where the food is, so...
Lunch bake.
Yep. So wear your eBay, best eBay outfit. And we're going to judge them like we do every year, Griff. That's our chance to see you walk the catwalk. We always like that.
I'm going to introduce a new look.
Yes. Oh, are you?
Yes. Yes, I'm calling it, Magnify. It's really, really good looking.
I can't wait.
I know.
So, Helen...
You know, the second one was not very funny, but I still went to see it. Because the first one is such a classic.
Well...
Zoolander.
Zoolander, yeah. John and I have to watch both of them.
You've never seen the first one?
So we can talk intelligently to you about it.
Oh, it's a total spoof. I mean, it's not...
Yeah.
It's not a masterpiece to Western civilization.
I've seen excerpts. I've read things. We got to watch it. We'll watch it.
It's eminently quotable.
I don't want to be a dummy when I'm talking to you.
It's not being a dummy.
Sure it is.
It's just being culturally illiterate.
Mm-hmm. Helen from Oregon, Summer Toad, a good friend of ours.
Yes.
Has written us. Hi, Griffin Lee.
Yeah.
A while back. Now, you need to listen to this carefully because she asked more than one question.
Let me put on my listening ears.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. There they are. Let me tighten them up.
Okay.
All right, I'm ready. Go ahead.
Hi, Griffin. Sometimes I feel like I'm doing this show with a 15-year-old boy. Hi, Griffin Lee. A while back, I changed my store name, or at least I thought I had. On my store page, the newer name shows. However, on links and other places, my old store name shows.
Hmm.
Right now, I don't like either name very much.
Hmm.
Is there a way to completely change the store name so the original name doesn't show at all? That's one question.
Yeah.
Two, do I have to go back to the old name to just have everything be consistent? And three, is there a way to add a third name cleanly? Thanks,
no.
Helen.
Yeah, I don't know. Send this to me because I don't think I remember why that happens. There may, and I'd have to ask. I think I knew this at one time, but I think that information somehow drained out of my head.
Okay, I just sent Helen's email over to you.
Yeah, and I'll ask the store folks.
Okay. Just sent it over to you.
I think there's a way of doing it. I just don't remember. Sorry, Helen. I'm getting old and these things don't seem to retain.
No. You've just got too much information in your head.
Or too much space.
No, seriously. That's the only thing that's wrong with you. You know too much. There's too much going on there. You can only retain so much in your brain, you know.
Really?
And remember it. Oh, yeah. Read up, babe. Listen, we've got a lot of interesting folks in the eBay Radio chat board, and it's easy to get there. Just go to ebayradio.com and click Listen Live, then click Group Chat on the eBay Radio player, and that'll take you through Community Sign-In, direct to the eBay Radio group page, and then you can scroll down below the Listen Live and Archives on Demand buttons, and the chat board is the second discussion post. It has the words today, exclamation point, chat board, and today's date right in the title. We'd love to have you join us. Really. So what are you guys going to do for 4th of July? First of all, how is Howie feeling?
Good. He may be... They're supposed to be putting in the ramp today, although I haven't heard anything. And once the ramp's in, he's back home. So maybe he's doing well.
So he might come home tonight. He might.
So interesting thing he's getting used to. So, and he's handling it very well. So we loaded the scooter in the car, and he and his parents are here. His stepmom and father are here from Tennessee. And we went out to a cool pizza place. Little kids. You know how honest little kids are.
Oh, yeah.
Little kids come up and they kind of stare at his leg. And he says, yeah, I'm waiting for my robotic leg. It's being made right now. And they go, really? Wow. So there's that to get used to.
Oh.
But he's a very kind person, and very patient. So.
You know, and he's
always. And I always add, yes, he's bought it on eBay and we're still waiting for it to be shipped.
He's also an actor.
Yes.
And, you know, actors have an ability to deal with people. Most actors do.
Yeah.
In a kind way, if they feel like it.
Yeah.
But Howie is a truthfully kind person inside. So.
Yeah, so we're doing a 4th of July party on Monday. So.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
At your house?
And they're going to wheel them out back and set them up and throw hamburgers at them.
God. Aw.
That's something we're gonna hear a lot of the next indefinite future.
Oh, they're going to be.
Have you seen my radio? I mean, you seen my phone? Yeah, here, catch.
Yeah. It's going to be every pun you've ever thought of.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, cause I know your crowd.
He's gonna have a hard time opening some doors.
Oh, no.
I'm here all week. Try the veal. Remember to tip your weight person. What?
He's on his last leg.
Oh, I can't believe you went there. This segment was too soon. This segment was brought to you by Doba Product Sourcing.
Not with the pirate leg.
Oh, yes, I know.
I didn't do the pirate leg. He did the pirate leg.
888-723-4630, babe. It's eBay Radio.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.
When it comes to shipping your eBay items, sometimes conventional carriers just won't do. That's when you need Roadie, the faster, cheaper, friendlier way to get your item where it needs to go. Using Roadie is easy. Just download the app to your iPhone or Droid, create an account, and post a gig specifying what you want to send and where it's going. A verified Roadie driver will contact you to work out the details, local or long haul. Chances are there's someone who can deliver your item the same day, next day, even on a weekend or holiday. Roadie handles the pricing, collects your fee, and pays the driver, so you don't have to worry about negotiating. Real-time tracking lets you know exactly where your item is, and you can connect with your driver anytime along the way. Download the free Roadie app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center, or visit roadie.com.
When eBay Radio needs special gifts for on-air giveaways or events, we visit the eBay shop. They make it easy because they have gifts for everyone. It's the perfect place to shop for the holidays. You'll find custom-dyed eBay-branded apparel, anything from T-shirts for big eBayers to a baby blanket and onesie for little eBayers. Your office mates will love their eBay-branded techno gadgets, like a Jolt charger with digital power display, while your introspective friends will enjoy eBay journals and pens. And so many items available at the eBay shop fit a busy lifestyle. Take eBay everywhere with an eBay-branded tote, duffel, or backpack. Stay hydrated with an eBay-branded water bottle, or get caffeinated with an eBay-branded coffee mug. You can even get your eBay on at the golf course or beach. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at the ebayshop.com. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at the ebayshop.com.
We are redesigning the eBay Radio Archives website, and we want your feedback. Just click on the site feedback at the bottom of the right-hand sidebar on any eBay Radio Archives page. Then click the name of the page for which you would like to offer feedback, be it a compliment or criticism, whether it's good, bad, or ugly. We want to know. Click on the site feedback on any eBay Radio Archives page.